Let's say, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Flora Landrieu, date of birth 03/31/1945, date of appointment 03/04/2024, requesting physician Kira Sees, KEARASEASEMD. Dear Dr. Sees, I have the pleasure of seeing Flora Landrieu today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 78-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who is having dizziness. She is feeling about to fall with nausea, no vomiting. She has to sit and then it goes away. No lightheadedness. Feels like about to pass out, no spinning sensation, no headache, no photophobia, no phonophobia. Meclizine is not helping, seen by ENT. No dizziness when move the head quickly, feels dizzy when stand up. Toes are numb and tingly. She has a breathing problem also. Past medical history. Hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hyperthyroidism, GERD, depression, COPD, fibromyalgia, vitamin D deficiency. Chronic kidney disease. Overweight. Constipation, polyneuropathy, history of COVID, hypersomnia, past surgical history, LS spine surgery, cyst in the ovaries, appendectomy, hysterectomy, cholecystectomy, fundoplication, allergy, medications, allergy, no known drug allergy, her medications are, no, please write in the allergy, penicillin, cephalexin, cipro, tetracycline, sulfa, duloxetine, iodine, moxie, fluoxacin. Medications, albuterol, colace, cyclobenzaprine, hydrocodone, ipratropium, albuterol, levothyroxine, lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, lovastatin, omeprazole, Trelegy, Ellipta, venlafaxine. Socialist, he does not smoke cigarette, sometimes drink glass of wine. She is married, live with the husband, have one kid. Family is the mother deceased, father deceased, two sisters, six brother, one sister had cancer of the breast, one brother had diabetes, one brother deceased due to leukemia. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having vertigo, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 130 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation. Heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound, present next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is decreased on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pin prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 78-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, labyrinthine migraine. Number 2, vertigo dizziness. Number 3, peripheral neuropathy. Number 4, hearing decrease on both sides. Number 5, carpal tunnel syndrome. Number 6, depression. Number 7, anxiety. Number 8, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain and back pain. Next paragraph. Her dizziness can be due to postural hypertension. Consider decreasing the blood pressure medication. Dizziness can be due to labyrinthine migraine. At this time, I would like to start Topamax 25 mg 1 p.o. daily for 1 week, then 1 p.o. 2 times daily for 1 week, then 2 at night and 1 in the morning for 1 week, and then 2 p.o. 2 times daily continue. I also want to order the EMG of the upper and lower extremity. Later on, she may need labyrinthine exercises. I would like to see her back in my office when all this test will be done. I also want to order blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity and vitamin D. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.